This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 31, for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian? We are back.
Woohoo!
42,000 students returned to our buildings this week, and it is impossible not to notice the energy that they have brought back with them. And the first day is always one of my favorites. How did you spend the first day?
You know, my favorite things about the first day and the first few days is that getting the kids out of bed is not hard.
They're excited.
They are. They're excited. They're like, oh, man, I can do this. And you go up there, it's like, hey, it's time to wake up. And they're like jumped out of bed and ready to go. So I've got a sixth and an eighth grader this year. And so after a couple years of them being in two different schools, they're back together. So we spent our first day. We rode our bikes, all of us, over to Lux. They do this flag raising. They do kind of a tunnel walk for the sixth graders.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and then for communications, went over to Pirtle Elementary and took some photos. And so I think everybody needs to go to an elementary school on the first day, and Pirtle was mine. So that was a lot of fun. How was your first day?
I agree. You know, I went from a one building drop-off now to two, and my son is now a freshman. He was one of 600 freshmen that attended Lincoln High on Monday.
Wow.
So he had a good time. It was very interesting to hear about his first day. And then my seventh grade daughter, for her, it's just, you know, getting back into the normal routine. It's nothing out of the usual for her. I think she was just more happy to see her friends. But you're right, there's no better place than to be at an elementary school, especially if your kids are out of elementary school, to see it from the other side. And in communications, we tried something a little bit different this year, and I'm kind of excited about it to see how it turns out. Our communications director, Mary Kay Roth, she has a granddaughter who's a kindergartner at Beatty Elementary. And so we are putting together a video from the perspective, the first day of school ever, from the perspective of a kindergarten student. And it's been a very interesting video to go through. And we didn't stay the whole day. We just stayed for a little part of it. So that was a very interesting to see through her eyes what she sees.
Oh, how fun.
And now, the other thing we did is yesterday we had sophomores through seniors start their first day.
Right.
So we have a high school senior who also agreed to let us follow her as she gets ready for her last first day of school. And so we're going to put together those two perspectives for everybody to see, and be watching for that video on our website.
I was over at the mall for lunch on Monday. And it was fun to see all the 10th through 12th graders
kind of like yucking it up.
Like their last day of summer.
Yeah, they're gonna
like,
milk
going
it for all they
tomorrow.
Got.
We've got some fun stuff up on the website, as we always do. One, we've got a Career Academy teacher, and she was honored with the Krista McCullough Award, which is awarded every year here in the state to a teacher who exemplifies the character of Krista McCullough. And if you remember, she was the teacher astronaut on the Challenger when it exploded in 1986. And you'll see in the story that she talks about remembering, you know, being a student, sitting on the floor, watching that happen. So it was really special to her. Stephanie Howell is her name at Career Academy. Special to her remembering the inspiration that Krista was, and then being able to receive that award. And so they talk about the award meaning that it is somebody that has excellence, commitment, creativity, the ability to inspire, and courage. And so Howell said that, you know, it means taking risks, it means thinking outside the box, advocating for what's best in your students. Sometimes it means being willing to step outside of your comfort zone as an educator to make this happen. She's got a lot of really great life experience before she was a teacher, so she brings a lot of perspective to that.
Oh, that would be so interesting.
Also, we have our first day photos. Was just talking about how we were out there. I was at Lux and Pirtle. You were at Lincoln High and Beatty. We had folks all over the city.
All over the district, the city.
And we had a lot of you, perhaps, that are listening to this, submitting photos using the hashtag FirstDayLPS on Twitter and Instagram. So all of that stuff is up on our front page right now. Just look for those first day photos. And then coming up next week, we have the monthly monthly during the school year. So this is the first one of this year, our Learning Lunch series. So the topic is Housing the Students of a Growing City, the Bond Elections of 1919 and 1924. And every year, we're privileged to have Ed Zimmer, the historic preservation planner for the city of Lincoln. He comes and always kicks us off with the first one. And so he's going to be talking about these schools that were built using bond issues nearly 100 years ago. So I'm sure it's going to be crazy interesting.
He always finds the most interesting things to share at our first Learning Lunch.
And you can tell that he had such a good time looking for this information.
Yeah. Like and researching.
Like somebody gives him an idea for a topic and it's a challenge to him. Like, oh, I found this and I found this and I found this. So if you've got time Tuesday, please come. Otherwise, as always, those will be up on our website. You can watch it afterwards.
And also, we have sports practices that started this week. Fall sports practices have started this week. So
yeah, and I saw the first varsity event is next Monday. It's
softball,
right?
Yeah, so we'll be bringing those events to you soon. Please support our student athletes, our students in the plays, productions, art galleries, and our athletic events. It's going to be a fun school year. Brian, this week we have another double feature on our podcast. The first one today is a message from our superintendent, Steve Joel. He earlier last week sent out a message to all staff, and he recorded a video this week to share with all students, welcoming them back for a great school year. Let's take a listen.
Greetings. I want to welcome all of our incredible students at Lincoln Public Schools to the new school year, 2019-2020. I'm Dr. Steve Joel, the superintendent of Lincoln Public Schools, and I'm glad you're here. I encourage everyone to think of this new school year as a fresh start. Of course, your education in school is about learning lessons in math and reading and science and more, but you're also here to learn about one another. It's about building relationships. Please listen to your classmates, respect them, be polite and fair. We can learn from people whose experiences are different from our own. I suspect we will find that we all have very much in common. I know that from spending a lot of time in our schools and in your school, that LPS is a place where students can express opinions in a way that honors everyone. I believe we will have a successful year as long as we continue to build a trusting community in each and every one of our schools. I believe we will have a successful year as long as we create classrooms where all students feel visible, they feel heard and appreciated. And remember this, in Lincoln, all means all. Treating people with respect makes our world a nicer place to live in, whether it's at home, at school, or out in our community. And it's really pretty easy. Be open-minded, be mature, be nice to one another, and be kind. You can do that in so many simple ways. By holding the door for the person behind you. By helping a classmate pick up the book they dropped. By really listening to one another. Sit with a new person at lunch that appears to be lonely. And if they're sitting by themselves, join them or ask if they want to join you and your friends. If you do notice someone who's acting unkind, if you witness inappropriate language or behavior, if you see a classmate that is really sad, I want to urge you, tell a trusted adult. The worst thing you can do is stand by and do nothing. Please tell someone. There are many adults in your school who can help. LPS is a space where we come together peacefully and calmly in the interest of learning, where we come together in a place of care and connectedness. I want to wish you the very, very best of luck this school year, and thank you for allowing us to be part of your lives.
You know, we talked last week about the fantastic message that Dr. Joel had for all staff coming back. And what a great way to follow that up with a message to students that similarly was, you know, just be nice to each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy. And even outside of what some might see as a hostile climate right now, you know, it's always been a problem in schools where, you know, students just, get on each other about sometimes the smallest things. And so this is an ageless great message to just say, you know, be nice to each other. When he was talking about if you see somebody sitting alone, go sit with them, get to know them. What a great way to come back.
And I think, too, to remind students that we have caring adults in our building that can help you. And if you are experiencing something where you just don't feel safe or you don't feel comfortable, go to a trusted adult and they can help you work through this. And you don't have to shoulder it all on your own. And I've heard Steve talk on several radio and TV shows already. And he, you know, how he talked about, you know, go join that student at the lunch table who's sitting by himself. We've actually had incidences of students going over and making friends with the student who's sitting by themselves just on the first day of school. So that's always encouraging.
That's been one of the fun things just in these first couple days of school, talking with my own kids. In the evening is, you know, who did you have lunch with?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's been a couple different groups of people. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's this person that I knew, but it's this person from a school and I didn't know them. And so that's been kind of fun.
Well, thank you for that message from Dr. Joel to all of our students. Next up now on the second part of our podcast, the beginning of the school year is our favorite time to sit down with the superintendent and board members to talk about goals for the upcoming school year. And how the first week of school went, last night on LPS Live Board Preview, Don Mayhew interviewed Dr. Joel and Lanny Boswell about our priorities for the school year. Let's take a listen.
My name is Don Mayhew, and I'm a member of your Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education. Welcome to this broadcast of LPS Live Board Preview. We're using Facebook Live to reach out to the community, give you a chance to get to know your elected school board members a little bit better, and talk about some of the important work that we're doing as a district. This is an exciting time of year for us. Yesterday and today, hallways and classrooms in schools across Lincoln were filled with the sounds of curious questions, collaborative work, laughter, and excitement as more than 42,000 students arrived for a new school year at Lincoln Public Schools. The beginning of the school year also serves as a time of reflection and goal setting for educators, administrators, and members of the Lincoln Board of Education. As we prepare for the 2019-20 school year, the board has set two major priorities: ensuring appropriate facilities for our growing student numbers, and working toward equity and accessibility for students. Joining me today to speak more about the first days of school and looking ahead to the school year, our Superintendent, Dr. Steve Joel, and Board President, Lanny Boswell. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello, Don.
Thanks, Don.
All right. So it seems like just a few days ago it was graduation. Now we're into the first week of school. I know that both of you did some visits on the first day of school. Tell me, what were some things that you saw? What were some things that stood out as fun moments? Steve?
Well, the energy, first and foremost, stands out, right? Kids are super excited to be there. Teachers mm-hmm. are excited to be there. I love walking in the classrooms and kidding with the kids a little bit and say things like, how many of you were excited about school? And of course, all my hands go up and I'll say, how many of you got out of bed all by yourself without an alarm clock? And not so many hands get up.
So this is not high school?
This is not high school.
Okay.
No. We're really doing well. We're off to a great start. You know, I always appreciate the fact that when I show up, well, I think I'm going to visit 15 schools, and mm-hmm. most of my team are all going to visit an equal number of schools. People feel like we're doing something out of the ordinary, right, because we're pretty busy. I think we're really busy. And I always tell them, this is a reward. I mean, all summer long, we've been planning for the first day of school. We walk in now, and we get a chance to kind of see it all come together. And it does. And, you know, we just have incredible teachers, incredible administrators. My moments, kindergarten, transition. I love watching parents say goodbye to their kindergartners. And Lanny and I were there, and that might be his moment. I hate to steal it, but we were just searching high and far for that one emotional mom and dad. And we found it right at the end.
Right at the end.
And it was great. So those are the moments, you know. And then the interesting thing that I love about kindergarten is you can always tell the first-year parents and the veteran parents, right? Mm-hmm. The first-time parents are up in the front, and they're videoing their child's every move as they're getting ready to go to kindergarten. And the experienced parents that have done it three or four times, they're in the back. You know, they're in the back, kind of like this. What time is this going? It is just so much fun to see.
There is so much energy. It's not just the kids, but the staff, too, like you talked about. And, you know, there are these milestones in children's lives, graduation, getting a driver's license, but there's nothing like that first day of school. Lanny, I know you were out too. What'd you see?
Yeah, so I was out at Zeman Elementary yesterday, and you'd mentioned the excitement of the staff. I got there a little bit early before school started, walked the halls, and was talking to some of our teachers. And they'd mentioned, of course, they've been back for several days now as they've been getting their classrooms ready. They've been looking at new curriculum, just getting everything ready for the first day of the year with students. They were almost as excited as the students because that totally changes their world. And now they get to do what they love to do. They get to interact with the kids as they come in.
Steve, you recently put out a message to all of our staff, and I've got to tell you, in looking around Facebook and things like that, I saw so many people sharing a copy of this message, and I thought it was inspirational and a comfort to a lot of people. What were the things that were going through your mind as you were crafting this message?
Well, Don, as you know, because you're on the school board and you pay attention to the issues too, this is a pretty challenging time right now, pretty challenging environment. And, you know, there's just a lot of discourse in America and some discourse in Lincoln with regard to people's opinions toward things, right? And the gist of the message was simply this. Schools have to be welcoming, and we will meet kids where they are, we'll welcome them, we'll nurture them, we'll build relationships with them, we're going to teach all of our kids hopefully to be better people, kinder people, so that nobody feels disenfranchised. And, you know, we just basically said all means all. You know, we say that a lot, and sometimes I think people think about it, you know, maybe it's a trite phrase, but in reality, we try to live that every single day. And that's what I was reinforcing with the teachers. Mm-hmm. And like you, the emails I received back and forth and the thanks I received just in the schools that I was visiting, I know the message resonated. But it's one thing to have a message. It's another thing to operationalize it. And so we have to do that every single day. And I my heart was just warmed today when I had somebody say to me that their son, a new student in a particular high school, was invited to eat lunch with a group of kids. You know, that's what we're after. That nobody feels isolated. Nobody feels picked on. You know, I'd like to say we're going to eradicate bullying, but, you know, there's varying degrees of that. But we're going to keep working on how do you be kind to each other? What's the most important thing we can do to make sure that our schools are safe and secure? And I feel like we're ahead of the curve, but it served as a good reminder.
Well, and I think you're right, too. It has to become part of the culture. It has to be something that's kind of baked into to what our staff are doing every day. Now, Steve, earlier this summer, the board set up a couple of priorities for the year. How do you work? What is going to be your process to fulfill these priorities?
Well, first, we have a great process in place, and that's thanks to you two and your colleagues. I mean, every summer we meet right at the end of the school year. We sit down, we do a little reflection, you know, what worked well, what do we want to continue to work on? And we set 2, 3, 4 goals, and this year we set 2. And the board and myself and our team, my team is invited as part of that conversation. We create the overarching goal, and then we work on, you know, what does that look like when we meet it? You know, so it might have a timeline, might have some metrics. So we're really excited about the two that we're going to be focusing on, you know, which is really about our facilities. And, you know, we're going to be hearing more and more about how overcrowded some of our high schools are.
And so our number one goal, speaking of all means all, is working towards equity and accessibility. And so what are some of the first steps in that process?
Well, first steps is I think President Boswell is going to appoint a committee. Several board members are going to be part of it. Several on my team are going to be part of it. We want to create a definition of equity. What does that mean? You know, Don, we do really well in the aggregate with regard to student performance, but we also know we have gaps. And so the goal of the equity piece is to make sure that every one of our kids gets everything that we have, and they can achieve successful outcomes. But we have to address what is it that's keeping them from achieving those outcomes.
Lanny, you've talked about this equity goal a couple of times as board president. You mentioned it at LPS Leadership Days and at the new teacher breakfast where we were welcoming hundreds of new teachers to the district. Why is the board interested in this goal?
Well, I think when we met at the beginning of the summer, as Dr. Jewell said, to talk about goals for the year, one that floated to the top that everyone felt strongly about was the importance of equity. The importance that every student that attends Lincoln Public Schools is valued and is provided an opportunity for a high quality education. And I think in a district where all means all, we have been very good about stamping out discrimination, about being inclusive and welcoming. But what we need to do now is we need to look at each individual student and their needs and how do we best meet those needs. And if we really want to get to that 90% graduation rate goal, this is how we do it. We do it one student at a time. And the board, as you know, you were there, is very excited about it. And so we've identified that as one of our goals this year.
And just like with the graduation goal, as you mentioned, we're getting to the point where we do a lot of good things for a lot of kids. But if we want to get closer and closer to that 100%, now you have to start learning those individual stories. You have to take it one student at a time.
Right.
So it In going through this work, a lot of the conversation that board members had was starting with the definition of equity. And how do you how do we find that definition?
Right. Well, and just like we did with our strat plan, we're going to find a definition of equity by engaging with our stakeholders. And so our students, our staff, our community will be involved in this conversation. And we're not going to start with the answer. We won't have that definition until I think the committee's reporting back in April. So we're going to go through a very deliberate process. It's interesting that this is a conversation that's happening elsewhere around the state and the nation as well. The State Board of Education, Nebraska Department of Education have done a lot of work with respect to equity, and we're going to have the committee start by reviewing that work.
So this is reflecting more of a state and national conversation as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, the second goal was ensuring that we have appropriate facilities for our growing student numbers. Where are we at in that process?
Well, we're about to get a, the board's about to get through me a recommendation from the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Council. I met for the greater part of a year. They really looked at all of our needs, and I think we're anxiously awaiting what their analysis is going to be. I think that then is going to be a springboard for the board's work going forward. It stands, I think, stands to reason. Everybody knows we're going to have way more needs than we have available resources. Mm-hmm. So the board's going to have some tough work ahead of them, but we'll be working hand in hand with the board to make sure that we can put the best package out there. We're growing rapidly. I mean, we're not growing 800 students anymore, but we're between, I think, 300 and 400. And our high schools are just, what, 115% of capacity right now. So we're starting to really feel that pinch.
Even though for us the growth has slowed down a little bit, that's still significant growth.
Still significant growth.
All right. Now, we've talked about the advisory committee several times in this place and in board meetings as well. Just in the next 20 seconds or so, why is this committee so important to us?
Well, I think it builds broad-based ownership around town, right? So we have an opportunity to bring in folks from all industries, all areas. We have parents, we have students, we have retirees. And when you take the compendium of their thinking and then you put that into a recommendation, I think that that carries with it community influence. And so it's going to make a powerful statement. It isn't administrators coming to the board saying, here's what we think we need to do. It isn't board members coming to us saying, this is what we need to do. This represents, I think, broad-based community sentiment.
And very valuable feedback for us. All right, Lanny, so we're going to get the recommendations back from the committee, and then what are our next steps?
So next steps, after we get the recommendations, we're going to start a series of board work sessions so that we can take what would probably be around $360 million in need, $460 million in needs, and trim that down to $280, $290, what we can fit within our 16-cent building and bond fund levy. So the board will take several weeks to do that. Staff obviously is going to have a huge role in helping us with that task. But our goal is by the end of the calendar year to decide what the next steps are. And so we're looking at a potential bond issue early in 2020.
All right, gentlemen, that's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for joining. Congratulations on the meeting of a new year to all the families that are watching. Congratulations to your students and hoping that they have an amazing year in Lincoln Public Schools. With that, thanks for watching.
And that was Don Mayhew, a Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education member, and he sits down before every board meeting on Tuesdays with different guests to talk about topics. And this week he sat down with Superintendent Steve Joel and Board President Lanny Boswell.
Yeah, and we actually haven't done this for quite a few weeks.
It was good to have it back.
It was fun to do it again. Dr. Joel was kind of talking there about how the first day of school is kind of a reward for it. It's like you work all summer and even before the summer getting ready for the next school year. So first day of school for him and for many is that payoff.
It's that
like,
payday,
you know, we've been working and students are back and now, you know, you get to see all that stuff paying off for what they've done. Also like hearing them talking about equity, and that's a word that's just going to be huge this year. Really focusing on individual students, saying, you know, we can't say that we give all students in the plural, but we're doing this for every single student, making
right.
sure that they get the very best of Lincoln Public Schools. And that's a lot of work. It's hard to focus at that level.
Well, and you've got to create that definition, which they talk about. We have to work as a community to define first what equity is before we can reach that goal. And I think that's really important work. And like they said, that's a goal that's going to take most of the school year, and they're going to report back in April to actually have that definition of what does equity look like within Lincoln Public Schools. And then they also brought up, too, we're not the only ones that are concentrated on this. The State
right on,
Department
yeah.
of Education has also made equity their goal this year. So it's kind of interesting how different groups, even outside of Lincoln, at the state and national level, are also looking at this topic of equity.
And it'll be interesting to see after they look at he talked about the State Board of Education, the Department of Education. How does LPS differ from that? You know, when they look at what those groups decide, what does Lincoln say? Yeah, you know, we've looked at that, and here's what we're defining it as.
Well, yeah, and you know, they serve a bigger area than just Lincoln. They've got the Omaha metro Certainly. Area, but they also have those small towns out in western Nebraska like Scottsbluff, Baird, Minotair to think about as well. So,
and certainly besides equity, another huge thing on their plate this year is the potential bond issue, and that's all coming up. The information that's come from the superintendent's facility advisory committee. So they're going to be working through that and then trying to get that whittled down into a something that they can propose that's within the levy that they've decided to stay within.
Yes, that's, you know, very important work that the group of 100 community members came together and worked on to identify the needs, the real true needs, and whittle that down. But the board has their work cut out for them, too. So the superintendent's facility advisory committee, they're going to present their findings at the next board meeting, and then it's turned over to the board for their work to begin on what can we ask our community to support and that still meets our needs.
So one other thing that was kind of fun this week, I meant to mention it earlier. But if you look on Lincoln High's Facebook page, they put out a really neat video this week, kind of still going back to that equity, to all means all, just telling kids, be kind. And it is the nicest message. They've got a ton of staff. They've got our mayor even in there with all saying different things to inspire students to give their best, to be their best. To their fellow students.
It was a well done video, and so maybe we provide the link on our podcast.
Absolutely, it'll be in here. You can find that at lps.org/podcast, and you'll find lots of stuff at lps.org/podcast. Everything that we've talked about today, links to the video, and if you want to subscribe to this and get notified every single week, a little ping on your phone when our new episode comes out. You can find us up on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. If there's a service we're missing, let us know. You can also just listen to them right on lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we've got for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.